light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dare, The New Way to End Anxiety and Stop Panic Attacks by Barry McDonough is a practical, straight-talking guide for people who feel trapped by fear, worry, and anxious thoughts. Instead of relying only on theory or complex medical explanations, the book offers a simple but powerful step-by-step method you can apply in real time when anxiety hits. McDonough focuses on panic attacks, generalized anxiety, and everyday fears, showing how to break the cycle of avoidance and constant monitoring of symptoms. The DARE method encourages facing anxiety in a new way, so that fear gradually loses its power over you. Combining psychological insight, practical exercises, and reassurance from real-life stories, the book aims to give you confidence that recovery is possible. It is written in a friendly, conversational tone, making even intense topics like panic, depersonalization, and health anxiety feel manageable and understandable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core DARE method. Diffuse anxiety in real time. At the heart of the book is the DARE method, a four-step process designed to be used in the moment when anxiety or panic arises. Instead of resisting or escaping, you learn to diffuse the fear response by changing how you relate to the sensations and thoughts. The method teaches you to allow the feelings, run toward them mentally instead of away, and engage your mind with empowering inner dialogue. McDonough emphasizes that panic surges are intensified by fear of the sensations, not the sensations themselves. By repeatedly applying DARE, you retrain your nervous system to see anxious signals as non-threats. This breaks the vicious cycle of fear of fear. The method is intentionally simple so you can remember and apply it under pressure, whether you are driving, at work, in public, or alone at night. Over time, this new response weakens anxiety at its root instead of merely managing symptoms. Secondly, facing panic attacks without avoidance. A major focus of the book is panic attacks, which McDonough describes as intense but harmless, surges of fear fueled by catastrophic thinking. Instead of teaching you how to escape situations or rely heavily on safety behaviors, he shows how avoidance keeps panic alive. DARE encourages you to stay with the bodily sensations, even exaggerate the willingness to feel them, and mentally invite the panic to do its worst. This counterintuitive approach removes the fuel of resistance and proves to your brain that panic is not dangerous. The book explains common symptoms like racing heart, dizziness, shortness of breath, and unreality, and clarifies why they occur and why they cannot actually harm you. By practicing the method during multiple panic episodes, you gradually reduce their intensity and frequency. The goal is not only to stop attacks, but to no longer fear them, so you can reclaim activities like traveling, socializing, and working without constant dread of losing control. Thirdly, healing generalized and everyday anxiety beyond sudden panic, DARE addresses generalized anxiety, constant worrying, and the daily background hum of nervousness many people carry. McDonough explains how anxious people often try to think their way out of worry with endless reassurance seeking, checking, and mental problem solving. This only convinces the brain that there is indeed a threat. The DARE method offers a different response. Instead of arguing with anxious thoughts, you allow them to be present while you shift your attention and behavior. The book guides you through dealing with specific worries such as work stress, relationship fears, social anxiety, and daily what-if thinking. You learn to respond to anxious thoughts with calm acceptance and confident action, rather than debate and analysis. By practicing this new mindset, you start to reduce the overall baseline of anxiety, sleep better, react less to triggers, and feel more emotionally resilient in ordinary life situations, not just during intense panic moments. Fourthly, dealing with depersonalization and health anxiety, McDonough dedicates important sections to anxiety symptoms that often frighten people the most: depersonalization, derealization, and health anxiety. Depersonalization and derealization are described as feelings of disconnection from self or surroundings, like being in a dream or watching life from a distance. Many fear this means they are going crazy. The book explains these are common, temporary stress responses, not signs of madness. DARE teaches you to respond with curiosity and acceptance instead of terror, allowing the sensations to pass. For health anxiety, where every bodily sensation triggers catastrophic fears about illness, McDonough shows how constant body scanning, internet searching, and reassurance seeking keep you stuck. The method helps you reduce checking, tolerate uncertainty, and trust your body more. By applying DARE to these intense forms of anxiety, you remove the extra layer of fear and reduce the power they hold over your daily decisions and peace of mind. Lastly, building long-term confidence and lifestyle support. The book is not only about emergency techniques, it also explains how to build long-term mental and physical habits that support recovery. McDonough encourages gradual exposure to feared situations, seeing each step as a victory that rewires your brain. He also highlights the importance of sleep, exercise, diet, and reducing stimulants like caffeine, which can aggravate anxiety symptoms. The DARE method is integrated with these lifestyle changes so that your nervous system becomes more balanced over time. The author emphasizes compassion, reminding you that setbacks are normal and do not erase progress. You are encouraged to track wins, no matter how small, and to view anxiety recovery as a training process rather than a quick fix. By combining the moment-to-moment DARE steps with supportive daily routines, the book helps you move from simply coping with anxiety to rebuilding confidence, autonomy, and a sense of freedom in your life. In conclusion, this book is especially suited for people struggling with panic attacks, generalized anxiety, health anxiety, or feelings of unreality who want a practical, no-nonsense approach they can use immediately. If you have tried traditional advice such as deep breathing, positive thinking, or avoidance but still feel trapped, DARE offers a fresh, action-based method that tackles the fear of fear itself. The benefit for your life comes from learning to respond differently to anxious sensations and thoughts, so they lose their power to control your choices. Instead of building your life around avoidance, you begin to rebuild it around courage and curiosity. You should choose this book over many others because it gives a clear, memorable process that is easy to apply under stress, supported by everyday language and relatable examples. It does not overwhelm you with theory, but focuses on what you can actually do, step by step, to end the cycle of anxiety and reclaim your freedom. If you would like to support Barry McDonough, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Tree, better life begins in a book.